This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 236 for Friday, January 21st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts traded to both sides of unchanged on Friday, posting losses for most of the day before turning higher late in the day to end steady to higher. Positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature. Canola steady to up $9, the March contract unchanged at the final bell at $1,022 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans did put spillover pressure on the Canadian market, but gains in soy oil were supportive on the other side. Malaysian palm oil was also up overnight, as was European rapeseed futures. Canadian dollar, it was slightly softer, and that provided some support as well as the currency dipped back below 80 U.S. cents. While export demand is being rationed at current levels, solid demand from domestic crushers remains supportive. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, corn higher, and wheat mixed for most of the day, but down in the most active months at the close. Soybeans were due for a correction after posting sharp gains earlier in the week, ending down 11 cents in the March contract at $14.14 per bushel. Forecasts calling for much-needed rain in Argentina contributed to the selling pressure, although hot and dry conditions in the country have likely already cut into the production prospects there, with over a quarter of the soybeans in South America thought to be in poor shape. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at the lower end of trade expectations at 671,000 tons, but the USDA did announce additional private sales this morning of 132,000 tons to China. Corn, it traded to both sides of unchanged, but the bias was higher at the close. March up 5 cents at 616 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales topped trade guesses at just over a million tons. The USDA announced additional flash sales this morning of 250,000 tons to unknown destinations. Wheat, it was mixed for most of the day, but lower at the close. Minneapolis down 8 cents in the March contract at 9.36 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in March at 7.93 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 10 cents in March at 7.80 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at just over 380,000 tons. That was the best of the past month and at the higher end of trade guesses. Cold temperatures across key U.S. winter wheat growing areas did remain supportive, as did geopolitical tensions between Russia and Ukraine. However, talks in Geneva were helping ease those concerns heading into the weekend. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 21st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.